We're being joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Kalee Rodrigues as the Sabres kind of a tough start this week to the season. Kalee, good to talk to you. And let's talk about last night, 76-25 to Ankeny Christian. They're really good. We knew that going in. But your thoughts on how your team played and how the games went.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. And as we already spoke, apologize. I am on dad duty this morning, so you may hear a dog or some little guys. Last night was a very good, like, litmus test for where we want to be. And eventually we want to be at that level of what they're doing. They're very physical in the press. They're very well coached. And they shoot the ball pretty well. Honestly, if you look at our box scores, which I did send you, outside of the second quarter where we just, you know, laid an egg, we were actually very competitive. And I know they're going to be like, they weren't pressing, but I mean, we were able to be very productive in the half court. And the big issue we were having as we spoke off air is we're missing a lot of layups. For example, we had 22 turnovers. We need to turn the ball over 22 times last night. We got 0 points out of it. They had us turn it over 15, and they scored on half. So we had 20 steals last night, but we didn't score any points. So that's the big thing. I think defensively, we're getting there. Offensively, we can fill it up. It's just the pressure was different last night. The boys, you know, talked about how that game is and how they're going to come out hard, and they did. And the thing that you're going to like about us this year is we are not hanging our heads. We may be losing, but we're not defeated. The energy stays up the whole game. The boys are communicating. They're picking each other up. And I think that's going to really carry us because it really worked well against GMG earlier in the week. And I know that score was a tough one too, but that was more my fault than anything. I like the press. We've talked about it before. I should have got out of the press like a quarter and a half ago against GMG, and they like to run, and they're very good at it. And Ankeny was very, very good last night at pressing, and that's where they got us. And a lot of it was their press is very big and very physical, but because they don't come with hard traps, it gives you the illusion you can dribble through it. So we were struggling with ball reversals last night, but once we started reversing the ball, we were just shredding it. But like we spoke off air, I'm throwing it out of bounds. I'm missing a layup. But, I mean, I think we're going in the right direction. I keep telling the boys, we're going somewhere. Don't know where it is, but I think it's the right way.
Well,
and they all laugh and agree with me.
You also mentioned that it was very hard to simulate Ankeny Christian's press in practice because they are very athletic and they do have the guys who can be physical. And, and you really can't simulate that in a practice.
And you can't simulate their length. I think they got like five guys over six. And like my biggest guy is Dallas Smith, and I think he's 6'1" maybe. So that makes it very hard. And like I told Dallas, I was like, in our conference, that makes him a big, but you know basketball as well as I do. Anywhere else, he's a small guard. And that's kind of going to be our challenge when we start to play these bigger teams. And as long as we can keep it competitive, like defensively, we're pretty solid, and we got a lot of good shots. I mean, we really strive on getting downhill. Between the two games, between GNG and last night, we got over 60 paint touches. And what I refer to a paint touch is 2 feet inside the paint, able to shoot, able to pivot, able to pass. And once we start converting on those paint touches, we're going to be pretty nasty. I mean, any basketball guy knows if you're getting into that paint 30 to 40 times a game, that's really, really good. The issue is we don't finish. We'll get in, maybe we'll make a bad pass, or maybe we just won't shoot it. But we're really, really aggressive downhill, and it's really, really fun to watch right now. It's just we're just clicking pieces. You know, like I said, I was a late hire in August. They went straight into football. So we're really just on, like, 2 weeks of practice because of how Iowa works, and we're already, like, you know, three games in almost. We're going to practice for like a week, you know? So I think, like I said, me and you talk, come January, February, we're going to be very, very strong is what I'm thinking.
Talking to Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalil Rodriguez on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRBLS. You look at your schedule of, you know, coming out of these first couple of games, and it does kind of maybe match up a little bit better for you once you get into more conference games and more conference games that seem like the teams are a little more manageable to go up against.
100%. I know I had a lofty goal. My goal going into this Christmas break was 4-1 with our only loss being to Hankin Christian. But right now, I think if everything works the way that it should and we battle, there's no reason why we can't go on a little run here. We can pick up a couple of games, if not all three, going into Christmas break. And then, you know, coming out of Christmas break, like you said, I think we've got a couple of competitive games, because you never want to disrespect your opponent's competitive games, and then a couple of non-cons where it's going to be a challenge. So I think we've got, like, Colin Maxwell, and I know we picked up, I think, Colonesco somewhere in there as well. So it's really nice to pick up teams, you know, from other conferences that are right around our level, in my honest opinion, you know what I mean? Like, where we can be competitive, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to learn, and it's just going to make us better for conference.
And those non-conference games, you know, they may show you something or show you a look that you may not see in the Bluegrass Conference. How big is that when you get towards that part of the season where you may be looking at the district and seeing a team you've not played yet this year that may be in another conference?
Really what it looks like is it helps with style of play. And it helps us see bigger teams, because you and I had the conversation a little while ago about Murray. They were really big last year. And, you know, they're not returning a lot of hype this year. But then we go out and play these other teams where now we're playing the teams that are a lot bigger. And it just makes us work a little bit harder. And like you said, like the Ankeny, it makes us be able to battle against length. And it just gets us ready for, like, say Murray does have a big guy that we don't know about. It helps us get ready for that big guy. Because like I said, Dallas Smith is my biggest guy, and he's like 6'1". And then after that, it's between Caden Closter and Holden Roberts, who's going to guard bigs. And Tobin McDaniel does a good job, but he's 5'10 at most. I mean, the guys that I've got playing now are battling. I just want to make sure that they hear me. Gavin Clark has been doing a fantastic job. Brandon, I'm going to jack his name, I think it's Puyer. He's been doing a great job in our press. We got freshman Dawson Laxton, who came in last night. He's had some jitters, but he played a little bit of JV last night, did a phenomenal job, and he came in, he got me 5 big points last night. So we've got a lot of guys contributing. Brock Misicic is a heck of a defender, does a very, very good job. And I really just think we're getting so much, and the boys are so bought in that, like, even though we are losing, nobody's head's hanging, and they know that when they get their time, if they're productive, it can do something. So it's really huge knowing that we've got that next man up philosophy right now, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, again, good talking to you, and best of luck this coming week.
All right, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
That's Khalil Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. More next on 92.1 KRBLS.